Well, listening to that was the Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
So you're hearing there about compliance officers struggling to deal with overstayers, with fraud, with exploited immigrants. They can't do their job properly, they say. What's your response?
Well, look, it's exactly why we have invested more money in Immigration New Zealand in this year's budget. $34 million went to employing additional 29 additional staff over the next 4 years to increase our screening and assessment of people coming into New Zealand.
And is that enough to fix it?
Oh, no, that's just one component. And what the purpose of that is to identify the people who we think are a higher risk of overstaying and deny them entry to the country in the first place. Then that then frees up resources for those compliance officers.
Okay, so you're
protection officers.
You're throwing more money at this. You're employing more people, but you say that's not going to be enough. So what more do you need?
So the other thing that we are doing right now is consulting on a new fees and levies regime for the immigration system, because what we inherited from the previous government was a memorandum account that was $50 million in deficit because they did not properly predict the costs of running the immigration system. So we are out consulting right now on getting those fees and levies correct so that we can not only make up that $50 million hole, but make sure that immigration is properly funded in the future.
When will that be clear as to what you're going to do? Consulting now, so when's it coming in?
So those fees and levies will be set later on this year.
Now, yesterday you announced plans to make it easier for building and construction companies, the industry there, to employ workers from overseas. What is that going to mean? New houses built faster?
Well, that's certainly our intention. What became clear as we looked at our ambitions around Kiwi Build and the other infrastructure that urgently needs to be built is that we simply do not have the people with the skills to undertake that work. It's a shame that we've inherited that situation from the previous government. There should have been a lot more effort put into training New Zealanders to do that work. But to be able to get those projects up to speed, we are going to need to give employers the opportunity to make greater use of the migrant workforce.
And what sort of numbers do you anticipate coming in on an annual basis for that?
That'll be over to employers. Yeah, they will respond. I'm sure they'll use these new settings according to their needs.
So are you just kind of turning on a tap then?
No, so what we're trying to do here is get a better mix of skills amongst the migrant workforce. Yeah, what we're clearly signalling here is that construction skills are a priority for this government. And we, amongst the people who come to New Zealand, we want to see more of those people with skills in the construction sector.
But you're saying it's going to be Kiwi Build, but it's going to be built by foreign workers.
And it's going to be homes for Kiwis to live in. And in the long run, it's going to be an opportunity for us to get that training done and give New Zealanders the opportunity to participate in the construction sector. One of the great lost opportunities of the Canterbury rebuild was that a lot of that work was done by migrant workers who then went home, and the opportunity was not taken to train Kiwis. That's what we're going to do with Kiwi Build.
I notice in your press release, though, you say you are 30,000 workers short, plumbers, electricians, engineers, builders, project managers. Wasn't 30,000 the number that you wanted to take out of immigration?
30,000 is the number of people that we need to get into the construction sector. Some of those people will come from immigration initially, but both in the short term and in the long term, that 30,000 gap has to be filled primarily by New Zealanders.
But
there's lots of New Zealanders out there who want more work or who want a different type of work than what they're doing right now. What they need is the training and the skills to be able to participate in the construction sector.
But in the short term, while you're actually trying to get this up and running, are you saying that 30,000 workers potentially are going to have to come in to get these projects off the ground?
No, not at all. That's an estimated shortage. But in the short term, we will need to rely more on migration.
Yes.
But we also want, there is no way that whole 30,000 is going to be filled by new migrants. We have to make sure.
Not even in the short term.
I don't predict that we'll fill that 30,000 gap in the short term. That's going to be something that's going to be a long-term project to fill that gap. This is a massive task that we have been left by the previous government, who simply did not pay attention to this.
But how are you going to deal with the fact that you're 30,000 workers short, by your own admission in your own press release, and cut immigration by 30,000 at the same time?
Because, well, first of all, as I pointed out earlier on, what we're looking here is the mix of skills that the people who are coming into New Zealand bring. So we can change the mix of skills and still have the same number of people coming in. And we are signalling clearly...
The same number of people coming in.
A greater focus on construction skills.
Yeah, all right, hang on a minute, though. Are you saying you're going to make it easier for construction and infrastructure workers to come in? Does that mean it's going to be harder for other people if you're going to keep the same level of immigration?
Well, that's what you just said. We are about to go out to consult on changes to the labour market test and to the accredited employers program, and those changes are absolutely designed to encourage employers to look at the wages and the terms and conditions that they are offering to make their job more attractive.
Minister, it sounds very much like you're doing a U-turn here, because you talked a lot. Labour talked a lot about the 30,000. Coming out of immigration. You've just talked about the same number of people coming in. Have you done a U-turn here? Are you ditching the 30,000 loss?
Susie, I said even if we had the same number of people coming in, we would have a different mix of the skills that people are bringing in, and a clear signal that we want a greater emphasis on construction skills. What we're also doing is looking at changes to the labour market test and the accredited employer system so that we have greater encouragement for employers to look at the terms and conditions that they're offering to make their jobs more attractive, that they have a commitment to training New Zealanders to be able to take up the jobs that are available in their industry, and we want to be assured that those employers are good employers who meet their obligations as employers in New Zealand. If those things still hold and people still can't find the staff that they need from within New Zealand, of course the immigration system should be there. But we are putting signals into the market that we expect employers to look more closely at the resources that are available here in New Zealand, the people that are available here in New Zealand, before they turn to the immigration system.
Can you still drop immigration by 30,000?
Well, I think everybody knows that was an estimate, that was the estimated result of the changes that we plan to make to improve the immigration system. It's not a target. We do not have a target of reducing immigration by 30,000.
So what's your estimate now?
I do expect that migration numbers will fall. In fact, all the various government agencies that make predictions around migration numbers say that even if we made no changes at all, migration numbers are likely to fall, and we're already seeing that.
So what's your estimate
but
now?
But I do think that if we make those changes to the labour market test and to the accredited employer scheme, it is likely that we would see those numbers fall at an accelerated level.
Do you have an estimate now?
Don't have an estimate, don't have a target, because we're not fixated on numbers. We are fixated on making sure the immigration system works well for migrants and that it delivers for the New Zealand economy.
So 30,000 has been ditched and you don't have an estimate now? You don't have a number.
30,000 was always an estimate. It was not a target. Nothing's been ditched.
Thank you very much. Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway there.